And then Shirley LaFleur, one of the matriarchs of song and poetry and original thinking about bringing people together through the arts, is going to follow before intermission.
I'm going to try to keep it brief. I want to thank the poets before me, especially Gene Redman, because today I have been kind of in communion with Arthur's spirit. You know, we talked about time a lot, he and I, especially the last time we were together, which was about 4 or 5 days before he passed. And we used to spend weekly talks together. And we, when I thought about it, this is the 5th anniversary. I don't know why I feel like calling this a resurrection. Arthur is not dead, because his works and his voice is being spoken through the poets tonight, through his works. I am being joined tonight by one of the greatest trumpet players in St. Louis, Mr. Floyd LaFleur. You are welcome to get involved if you like. You can say amen, you can do whatever you like. You can shout if you want to. Arthur is not dead. You can bury me in the east, you can bury me in the west. I'm gonna rise up and be a trumpet in the morning. I'm gonna rise up and be a trumpet in the morning, because I've been bent in the forge, been struck by the hammer, been scorched by the fire. So be a trumpet this morning. Oh, don't touch my shoes. Oh, let them shine, let them shine. I've been all night in the dew. John revelated in the marshy bottoms. Lazarus in the crook of a willow widow. A gospel boat from a simple reed. Launched that skiff in the spittle of a muse jaw. Gouged a sky song from the black giant's thigh and shackled it to a cotton flower. Oh, I freighted all my sorrows. Oh, these is floshing shoes, all bright with dew, and I feel like Noah riding these ankle boots on God's stony water, and I feel like doves in my earlobes fetching freedom sound in a single green leaf from dried land. Feels like glory walking in the blues, 10 fingers, 10 centipede petal. Toes, trebling jubilee from acoustic crouch, steel and catgut, I say I feel, unstrung like a broken guitar, but be a trumpet soon this morning, or don't you touch my clothes, I'm gonna sit on a rainbow seat. Oh, my wings is sprouted out, wings is sprouted, and I feel like mating bird's mother this morning in the middle of the air. Oh, I've been overmatched by salvation, done broke the rock of living water, done founded a home in that watershed, done looped the promise harness round my shoulders. Oh, don't touch my clothes, because I'm a sin bright standing Pat J.B. Stetson hat initialed carved in the back of my shirt, umbrellaed in Hallelujah Man and Jackadine. Diamond hard to play, got one eye to see and one to believe. A hellhound on my breath, a crossroad in my breast, stone in my pathway. I'm accelerating and I feel like whiskey talking rye. Oh, I feel like blowing my lonesome horn this morning, because I woke up this morning more than something on my mind, more than something on my mind, more than something on my mind. Holy Ghost shining down, I ain't nothing but love, nothing but love. Oh, I feel so injected this morning, so strung out, just a whole Sahara of loving is what I'm talking about. Like a flaming desert flower feels like I'm sipping in the sand. Now tell me, did you ever see a possum at rehearsal or a raccoon steal away? Now watch me steal away. Oh, I got a feeling down deep. I'll be a trumpet soon this morning. Be a trumpet soon this morning. Plenty times there was a man moving underneath Arthur's skin. Digging down deep in his pockets. And he always looked back at all the assassinations of all of the great, great musicians He loved music. He was music. The assassination of Charlie Parker. Bird does not live. Charles Christopher Parker is dead. Is dead in marbled legends of a bronze benign-faced boy with patchwork horn. And Mama Maid Makuti, a jazz juba muse, watching down Lester's hands from Kansas City balconies, tracing with bird's eye, feather fingers melt melodic pantomime of syncopated braille, bluing a new cartography of flight at the ear's horizon's deepest touch. Is dead whose soul's song was dust rose with goat paths, was brooming from Gold Coast to stoop down to get back to Guinea to Harlem, was shuffle blue black bottom and wool back buck up coming down, and Lord Child knows the time and catch up and huckabuck a stop and double time calendar through the 4-4 and misty of Tin Pan Alley, was sugar rum molasses sweet back and back in lockstep in cuffle and in harvest of heart drought, is dead in chili parlors and Cherokee in the recycled but unresurrected riff. In turn, your money green is dead in the elegant laps of hip debutantes, dead to Tommy Darcy's horn-rimmed glasses, to Benny Goodman, and the wrong note is dead in taxicabs nodding to everywhere out in the out course, and the vamp is dead to smack to smacked back, to smacked back, screeching a train subway, and so soon, and bye, baby, the obscene solo, come shitty, come yuck, yuck, come tee-hee, come mellow, fucked up and over, funny phoenix orgasms out of the asshole of he gone, is dead, in all the bop visions and bop spin stations of the breath, is dead to be Bob Charles Christopher Parker, is Yardbird dead or Rooney? I'm full this evening, and it feels good. The legacy of Monk. It's a piece I wrote following Monk's death. Thelonious Monk is dead.
What?
Dead.
Is he?
But I just heard him live.
No, you didn't.
Live at Cypress Episcopal Church, heard him live. Live, Juilliard's live with Cootie Williams, live, Monk and Coleman Hawking in 45, live at Mittens up Harlem's Way with Bird and Mingus and Diz. What? Monk dead? Yeah, but I just heard him live with Kenny Kluke Clark. Cooking live, bebop live, admittance, the birthplace with Train and Miles. Bebop live, just heard him live. Thelonious Monk was born live, born to live forever. Yeah, Monk came with the good news. Melody Monk off minor, conjure music man Monk, with deep rivers and tall trails and wide winds, improvs, emporium. Laying hands on the ivory, choreographing life like a good news dance. The Rudy Tooty Monk came with the good news, taking us on ventures through into the music magic tapestry of his mind. Yes, Monk came to earth, syncopation, with figurations running after new threads, unran rows and paths and scores and unstrung cards unplayed, reaching for the silk cord, live around midnight. Live around midnight. Genius Monk, around midnight, giving it to us straight, no chasing. Monk came with the good news, the new way, gave new meaning to the layout, the in-between solos. Now, wasn't that just Monk-like? Laying out for the comeback, a long-hanging note, the comeback, wow, stretching, elasticizing, note the note that stretched into a sweet melody, Monk's mood that skips and jumps and runs a cool stream flow across the dry lands of our mind, transcribing time, Monk's mood, ebony and ivory transcribing, decoding time, Monk the witch doctor with the good chi, and hats aplenty, live, giving us the legacy, his endeavored concept. Ask Cecil Taylor. Monk-shaped influence, shaped influence, piano man giants, genius monk who brewed a natural potion, a new dimension. Monk, dad, what, dad? No. I just heard him live, yeah, forever live monk. That was a special tribute also to Arthur. I don't know, I guess I can't let tonight pass without saying I am glad Dr. Martin Luther King lived. I am glad that we celebrate him, and I hope you are celebrating or learning to celebrate your own dream. Arthur and I talked a lot about dreams. Many times he was afraid his would dry up like a raisin. But tonight, if he's somewhere among us, I'm sure he can see that he's just like a ripe grape. So I think of the rivers that we must give those who are still here. Give me river songs full of my history poems of my ancestors rise in the evening of their fall and rise again. Give me legends black as my grandpa's feet, whole as my grandma's heart. Give me the stolen part of me, the strength of my story, the honest of my truth. My river songs determine as time. Give me the real stories, the real images, my rites of passage. The part of me that tells me I am because we are. My rites of passage that I may move to discover my mission. With pride, with dignity, with purpose, in the newness, in the nowness, that I may rise and rise and rise and continue the generation on the rise. The children need to know about the Arthur Browns. I'm going to do a piece that I had not planned to do, but as I sit here, I thought about how much he really liked this piece all the time. As a matter of fact, he used to always try to join me in, and we'd end up singing it. It's basically a blues piece, and sometimes he'd take his chances on a harmonica that usually was in the bottom of my purse and full of tobacco and all other kind of stuff, and when he blew, it blew out, right? And I think people thought that was part of the act, right? So I said, well, you know, this piece is so old, maybe I shouldn't do it, but that's the piece I ran across. So I said, well, hey, Arthur, I'm going to do this for you, but don't start singing with me tonight. I'm glad you're alive, but don't sing with me tonight. Just listen. Hey, Sonny Brother Man, dance. Get down. Get down. Get up. Get up. Dance. Sonny Brother Man, dance. Going back in time, show it to us. Our time, your time, time's time that smiled and cried and laughed and worked and peed all over you. Dance with the bet you made with time. Sonny Brother Man, dance. Dance a coon gal watching a change. Go on and dance a two-star diamond squared and set in gold. Go on and dance a biscuit toast stroll. Dance a cotton field and a gin and a steel mill grind. Go on and dance a bow-legged pigeon toe, slew-footed dude, and don't forget to dance 40 acres and a mule. Dance, Sonny Brother Man, dance. Dance a man dance, a man dance. Dance that boy named Color down in the ground. Smother that boy they call nigger under your 150 pounds. Dance that name deep. Dance it real sweet. Dance a grand dance, a man dance, a man dance, a real dance. Same dance, dance, Sonny Brother Man, dance. Tell the world you done earned your bow and keep. Tell him from right there in your feet. Dance, Sonny Brother Man, dance. Time done sprinkle gooby dust all around your bed. Done try to run you naked crazy clean out of your head. Dance an old dance, it's the new dance, same dance. Dance a boogie woogie jitterbug, a jack in the ball, camel walk and a lindy hop. A little taste of the bebop, the rag, the slow drag, the cakewalk, a little sand slide. Try a little bit of the booty grind, and don't worry about the choking kind. Do the huckabuck and the chuckalug, the slop, the stroll. And if that ain't enough, you can try the jelly roll. Dance, Sonny Brother Man, dance. You done paid your dues. Heart done ran down from the moon. Dance your own tune, cause you the one that gave birth to the blues, not Frank Sinatra. Dance, a man dance, a man dance. Dance, Sonny Brother Man, dance. And I'd like to close with a piece that he wrote called I Want a Memory. I want a memory with grace, pearl gray with a feather lounged down over my face, like the afterglowing smile of the mellowest sun just set a half shadowy overpat of oozing evening butter. I want a memory who'll know when to say I do not know, and who in all the skittish chirping parlors won't startle all the smallest gamesome talk with swooping sudden revelations. Rather a memory who in the tack and natter of such rooms will pause and stare into the middling distance, a space lazily arranging its hair or puckered on a tune. A memory, please, who's been and seen all the late, late picture shows, but who won't say who did or didn't get the girl or done it. A memory woolly and random as a quilt, who'll go to bed and let you sleep. No stay up creep, gumshoe all night, go through all your pockets, drawers, letters, papers, notes, trying always to remember squalling third degree, saying, what is this? What is it? You must remember, and who, and who, and who. Not shiver sleep, screeching Lugosi, reveling Carla from the furrows of sheets, not wail a chill of gothic choruses down the stops of your soul like a nigromantic clarinet, but weave you instead the dream swinging of the wind-waved grasses that see deepening after dusk, when beneath a tree-shushed moon, beneath the dust of stars, beneath that overshadowing soul, you lay limp and taken. And for the lifetime of that instant, cradle love's flickering stranger in the palm of your heart like a match. And you and all that nighttime of the earth were eclipsed by a kiss. A memory that who in that tune will forget to sound for you. The animal snore of the future curled at the edge of that blurring place. And the hiss and ticking of those fused hearts. I'll have a memory at ease, who with a snicker crumbles the map of yesterday and goes on stumbling, if that's its way, an awkward saint with an awkward face. You can bury me in the east, you can bury me in the west, but I'm gonna rise up and be a trumpet in the morning. Of Arthur's work, this being the fifth anniversary, we would not have been blessed with Arthur had it not been for Mrs. Brown and Mr. Brown and probably the vibrations from his family. I would like for the Brown family to stand and for Mrs. Brown to come front and center, please. We have James, and you're Arthur's sister. And Catherine, we have Catherine and James, who's Arthur's brother and sister with us, and Mrs. Brown, the wonderful lady you see sitting here, and I'd like to present her with something, but I'd like to precede it with this poem, which I take great pride in because it's among a tribute that I do to my sheroes. I house the legend of Mutima, the heartbeat of the earth, the offspring of the sun and the moon, thrust from the energy of Africa, I am the black woman. I am the symbol of love, the channel of creation, the vibration of peace, The anger of storms and the suffering and pain. I am the black woman. I have seen the first rains and the last fires. I am the season of soul, and many of my tales go untold. My womb stretches across the mouth of the universe to create nations and rhythms. My body has borne witness to birth, and my spirit the taste of death. I have seen the 13th month and the 32nd day, the year 3000 before the year 03. I am the black woman. I have cradled the newborn's moan and the newborn's cry and the old man's moan and rocked the smiles of age and nature in my arm. I am the other part of God, the other side of man, the spirit of life. I am the black woman. And we'd like to present to you Brown, this bouquet of flowers for sharing Arthur with us. Thank you so much.